Con Ed by Matthew Klein. For my father and for my son Jackson, I think now I finally understand. Author's note. The events in this book are fictional, except one. On April 27, 1998, a publicly traded company that specialized in manufacturing meat casings and fish oil announced that it was going to change its name to Zap.com and become an internet portal and e-commerce business. Because of this news, shares of the company on the New York Stock Exchange rose 98%. Today, 8 years later, the company's again a meat casing and fish protein company. It should be no reflection upon a man's intelligence to be swindled. David W. Maurer, The Big Con. Part 1. The Roper. Chapter 1. It's the world's most simple con, and any idiot can do it, even the one sitting next to me. He's 25 years old, dressed in khakis and a pinpoint Oxford shirt. He has soft hands and wears glasses. I'm guessing a dot-commer, college-educated. Probably he read about this con in a book, or maybe on the Internet, so he wants to try it out. A story to tell his friends. Here in the Blowfish, he's found the perfect place to give it a whirl. A friendly bar without obvious thugs who might break his fingers.